Welcome to the Mama Bear Podcast. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Mama Bear Podcast, like our Facebook page, The Mama Bear Podcast, email us at mamabearpodcast@gmail.com for all your submissions, or you can visit our website, mamabearpodcast.com. Do us a solid and screenshot the show while you're listening so we can see that you're listening and you can share with your mama friends. Remember to tag us. Let's start the show. And we're rolling.
Okay.
Welcome. Welcome.
Greetings. Season's greetings.
We are back with episode 8.
Is it already? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Episode 8 of the Mama Bear Podcast. My name is Brashe, and I sound like a man today.
I'm Vanessa. I think I have my regular voice. You probably won't be able to hear me over the
co-host.
Cookie gram. Yes. The cookie bag.
Lennox. You going to be good, Lennox?
We'll see.
Yeah,
yes. We'll take what we can get.
So, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. Today we're going to discuss a topic that came across on Facebook. You know, because what doesn't come
everything
across Facebook nowadays? But first,
I missed this one.
What?
This topic. I didn't see it, but I'm...
It was in Mamas of PG County Facebook group. But first, we're just going to do a quick shout out to a mom. We don't have anyone personally to shout out. So our default, whenever we don't have someone, we're just going to shout out like Beyonce. Because she's all
of our
moms.
Can you ever go wrong with Beyonce?
You can't go wrong with Beyonce.
I feel like you can't. Where are you, Lennox?
He's trying to figure out what he wants to eat from the grocery store over there.
Lennox. I'll be back, guys.
So, no, but for real, Beyonce is, you know, she had Blue. She had the twins, Rumi and Sir. She had us. You know, I feel like she birthed us as real stans and fans. Like, we are hers. We are her children. If she were to tell us to do something, you know we would do it. So she is the mom that we're going to shout out. She'll be our default mom moving forward when we don't have anyone. So that means you need to send us some moms to shout out so we don't keep shouting out Beyonce, which I don't have a problem with. But we want to shout out some people that you know, some moms that you know that's doing a good job out there.
Or we can shout you out. Tell us
right. Something.
Yeah, tell us if you just graduated and... That's you know, real. You're a working mom and you just graduated. Let us know.
That's real.
Or like, just change careers.
Because it's very rare that as women, we actually shout out our own accomplishments.
Yeah.
So I think that's true. If you're doing something.
Let us know.
If you just say, hey, I'm out here making it and I'm doing what needs to be done. Just write us in so we can shout you out.
All right.
Yay. Lennox approves.
Okay. Right. You are stamped by Lennox. So next we're going to talk about the topic. So I think I'm going to call this episode, Sorry, Mrs. You're Not a Single Mom.
Not a Single Mom. Okay.
And let me...
Give us the background.
Yeah, see later.
Okay.
So the background is I was on Facebook in the group and... Someone put in there, hey, I'm having a get-together of single moms. So if you are a single mom, you know any single moms and may want to, you know, have this little backyard get-together, drop a line, give me a DM so you can get the information, the address,
and
everything.
She was a single mom herself, right?
She was a single mom too, yes. Okay. And so I was going to go, but then I think I had to work, story of my life. So I didn't, but I saw the conversation that stemmed from her post, and, you know, one lady, she commented saying, hey, you know, I don't remember exactly what she said, but it was along the lines of, my husband works a lot, like, I feel like a single mom, can I come too?
Okay.
So, you know, harmless question, but it's I feel like as a single mom, something like that is triggering. you know, because you're like, you're not a single mom. Like, you,
so then, okay.
You automatically want to be like, you're not a single mom because you're married. Just because your husband isn't there all the time. Like, so it's, and I noticed that a bunch of the single moms kind of started, like, going in, not going in, but they were replying to her and saying, no, it's not a, for you.
It's
like,
an exclusive thing.
Yeah, this okay. is for, you know, a
so subsection. How are we defining, then, single moms? Is it a woman that's not in a relationship with the father? Because right. I feel like that's where some of it, I guess, gets lost, where...
Mm-hmm. So
how are you looking at a single
for
mom?
For me, I look at a single mom as you don't have the primary, you have the child more than half the time, mm-hmm. and you are the primary parent.
Okay.
You can get support from the father or from other people, but that child is your responsibility the majority of the time. Co-parenting... Well, before we go into co-parenting, how would you define a single mom?
Same thing. I'm a woman who has her children the majority of the time, physically and financially responsible for them, mm-hmm. or the majority of their needs. Mm-hmm. When I think single moms, I think that there is no man or other partner in the home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that means, no, there's no other money coming in the house. There's no one there. Just once in a while that she is that person outside, that she's just it.
Yeah.
You know, and he may come every now and then and do a pop-up, but, like, yeah. you know, he's just...
It's not like the child spends
50-50.
You know, 50% of the time mm-hmm. one house and then 50% of the time the other house.
Right.
Because if the child is with you Monday through Friday and with the father... Saturday and Sunday, you still carrying the load 5 yeah. days out of 7.
So, okay.
Which is the majority, you right. know, still.
So the only thing I guess that would make her not a single mother is that financially, I mean, and she might be the only financial provider for the children, but there's still an additional income coming into her home
mm-hmm. and an additional presence.
Right.
In the home.
I mean, even though the way it sounded is he might just be a body.
Right. Right.
Which...
And that's the thing. Because even though I do feel that you can be married and be a single mom.
Yes.
If you have a spouse that works, like military. I would say military right. moms. Mm-hmm. I would count as single moms if your husband is deployed. But if you have a husband that
he just is works coming home 12 hours night, a day,
uh-huh. right? But he's working 12 hours and then comes home. Like, okay, you got single moms who's working 12 hours and then come home, and right. then you still have to yeah. be the parent. So it's no. At that point, it becomes your business to make sure that your husband chips in as a parent.
Right.
But that does not make you a single parent.
I feel like that would then put her in a different subcategory or a different group. Because I feel like there's a whole laundry list of women whose husbands are physically present.
Yeah.
But just pretty much that's it. Like, you could yeah. put a pillow in that same position and the same things would be getting done.
Right. And that's why I wanted to define, like, exactly what a single mom is. Because in her case, she didn't go into specifics.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know about this lady. But... It just had me thinking, like, well, I can't imagine doing everything that I do and still knowing that, or have to do everything that I do and knowing that I do have someone who just is not just pulling not, yeah. their weight. I feel like that's a relationship issue, not a single mom. Like, that, right. that your relationship yeah. needs work, and that person needs work on being a parent, but you're technically not a single mom. Because that person is...
Even though she could be doing the work of a single mom.
Right.
So it's one of those things where she doesn't have the title of a single mom, but technically...
Yeah.
She is. So I guess it's the triggering part that there is a presence there, and it's like, you could have the help, mm-hmm. but there's a person choosing not to help, or...
And what, like, so the conversation on Facebook then went to a separate group because it was sent to a group that... is kind of like for single moms.
Oh, uh-huh.
And the conversation kind of went like, you know, she has financial another financial.
Right.
She has a husband that's working. Right.
If anything, you know, someone helping to pay the rent or the mortgage. Exactly. If nothing else.
Exactly. Yeah. And we don't know if she was a stay-at-home mom or not. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't know her situation. But the fact that there is someone else who is working full-time, maybe overtime, and that money is coming into the household. You know, that right there is something that a technical single mom does not have.
Right.
You know, when your husband has weekends off, that is that other presence in the house that a single mom will not have. So I just thought it was interesting because I never thought about it. And here we are, we have a show with a single mom and a married mom. I feel like it's two perspectives to be noted and discussed. Yeah.
I guess I would never consider myself a single mom because if anything, there's additional money in the house that a single mom doesn't have. I mean, it could just be her having a conversation with her husband. There's our co-host, I'm sure. He had his input. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It may just be her needing to have a conversation with her husband. Yeah. I've learned in my 3 months of marriage. We've obviously been living together long before that. But some things just need to be explicitly stated for them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she may make the assumption of like, oh, when he comes home, maybe he should do these things. But if she doesn't say that to him, then he may not think to do it, which is unfortunate because it's like, come on now, you're an adult, but that just sometimes is not the case. But that still would not make her a single mom. Like you said, that is a relationship issue, and her having to have a separate conversation with her husband of like defining, if anything, defining what their roles are.
Right. Like, hey. I was just thinking when you said that, remove the child out of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you remove out of the two situations, single mom, a technical single mom, and then this woman who's married and feels like a single mom, if you remove the child out of it, they would still have an issue because he works a lot and he's not contributing to the house.
Right.
So their child is a part of
and
their house.
And emotionally she's feeling alone.
Exactly.
Because I feel like that's another aspect of single motherhood. There is a, not necessarily lonely, but I am alone doing these things.
Mm-hmm.
And because his absence or because he's not there, I feel like there's another void missing. So, yeah, it is bigger than just the children or child or whatever she has.
Yeah, because they would have an issue regardless.
Yeah.
Because he could not, you know, cook. He could not clean. He could not, do whatever. He could just be someone bringing in a check.
Right.
You know, but, and then household things aren't being done. He's not spending time with her.
Right. And that's her spouse. Yeah.
Exactly. So the issues would be there no matter what. So I do feel like that's more of a relationship issue than a parenting issue.
Yeah.
Then he's trying to break my VCR.
And I think it is important, and I'll be back.
I had something good to say, too. Bring it here.
You're teaching me how I need to childproof this house.
Sit down. Stop. Leave that in there. They gonna leave. Here, you getting a spanking.
Y'all gonna
too.
Get the real.
Here, Lennox getting a spanking too. What I was going to say is, yeah, I think it's important in any relationship to define the roles because it's not about. Someone told me, a person who's been married for a long time, is if you ask a wife who does more, she'll say her. If you ask a husband who does more, he'll say him. And the issue isn't about the who does more. It's about who does what.
Mm-hmm.
So just defining clearly, like, hey, like if it's him going to work for 13 hours and then coming home and resting to do that all over again, then that is his role. But I think that conversation needs to be had because I think she is expecting him to work and then come home and also contribute as a father, which, I mean, is not unreasonable, but I think that needs to be stated and understood on both ends.
Even if it's, hey, I understand you go to work, mm-hmm. and maybe I stay home,
right,
and I watch the kid, but think about the money that me staying home saves.
Right.
So think of that as the work that I do. So I'm not just here chilling. You know, especially if you have a child Linux age.
Oh, man.
You know, like, you are constantly running after them and you're watching them. So she's tired, too, at the end of the day. And then not to have any help when he comes home, it feels like all she does is that.
So,
So I can definitely understand
her feeling. Yeah, I get her sentiment. Mm-hmm. But I can also see why an actual single mother would be like, girl, no.
Yeah.
Just go talk to your husband.
Yeah. It's just communication.
It is a communication. That
needs to be better. You're running off with the Teddy Grahams.
Mm-hmm. Taking his whole bag. I'm tired, y'all. I'm weary. My soul is weary.
How old is Lennox now?
Lennox is 16 months. 16 months.
16 months.
Wait, let me do some math. July.
16.
Yeah.
16. Mm-hmm. So that's why he's our special guest today.
Yes. He's 16 months going on like 16. No? Okay.
Okay.
He said, no, that's not. No, right.
That's not your age.
That's not true.
You are 16 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Uh-oh. Buffering. Netflix.
Uh-oh. What happened to Catboy? My man. Uh-oh. What happened? There it is.
Oh, God. My internet is slow. But yeah, I just thought that was interesting because I never thought I would come across that type of conversation. Yeah. You know, going into motherhood, you're seeing that there's just different, it's levels to this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Being married, being single, co-parenting, which is a whole different deal that I'm going to get into probably next year to see how we're going to work around the new dynamic that will be. And by the time this comes out, honestly, like, I'll probably be starting that journey. Because, you know, we record in advance. But we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, that'll be.
And it'll probably be a long distance thing, too. So.
Oh, that's. It's levels to this.
It's so many levels. Just so many levels. So, yeah.
I just feel like there should be maybe she needs to find a group or her niche.
Yeah.
For moms like her. Because she's not the only mom going through that.
She needs to find some military moms. Because I'm sure they have groups. Now, they probably looking at her like, girl, your husband's not in the military. So she probably needs to find like
a group of moms.
A group of moms whose husbands work all the time.
Yeah. Truck driver moms. Or
exactly.
Yeah.
Like, my husband is a workaholic. But, you know, he pays these bills.
Right, and we have a great life because of it.
Right.
But
at the same time, but I don't have.
I am tired.
Any help because of
that. I mean, my. Someone from my job, he works and his wife stays home. And his wife was an audiologist. So I don't know if I could.
What is an audiologist?
An ear doctor.
Oh, an ear doctor.
Yeah. So I think that was like a major. So he and I were talking about that, and so sometimes she's
wouldn't
just like,
she make more than him?
I don't know. I don't work there. I mind my business.
Yeah.
I stay in my own paycheck. I don't know.
I'm just thinking a doctor or a teacher, but
and a specialist. That's a specialist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, he's not. He's an AP.
Let her know I have a bruised or something eardrum. I need help. The doctor told me that. She's like, you know, your eardrum is bruised. Lennox is trying to sit in
Lennox
his baby.
Lennox is really entertainment. I just want you all to know. We should have a vlog.
He's on YouTube.
Yeah. But he's not trying to be funny.
No.
He just
likes to sit. He has the same mentality of like a cat. If I fit, so I sit.
Yes. Like, yes.
If I fit in it, I'm going to sit in it.
Pretty much.
He's going to carry this baby seat around. They're going to spill this water on this old computer.
Okay, sit. Sit in the seat. These don't come out. They're attached. That's bothering you. That is attached. Are you going to sit? It's like squishy. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Your pants are coming down.
Yes, they are. You sagging, my friend. Where is there's no space over here for that.
Okay.
So yeah, maybe she just needs to find her own community. And possibly in the same group, she could probably post and say, hey, my husband works a lot.
Who else has the same
issue? And I'm raising these kids. It seems like it's by myself. I'm technically not a single mom, but I know somebody else out there can relate.
Right, yeah.
Can we get together?
Husbands who travel a lot. I mean, yeah. I think that's that's doable. I don't know. I feel like, but by saying you're a single mom, you're just not.
You're a tired, extra tired mom. You are. What can we call them? Let's find a name for that type of mom. Because you're not single.
You're not single, no.
But you are majority mom.
But I feel like most moms are majority moms.
I mean, yeah.
Even ones with working really good husbands, I still
feel like. Especially if your child's young.
Yeah. Thinking.
Primary moms?
Primary moms.
I don't know. Maybe y'all can give us some suggestions.
Yeah, what would we call those moms whose husbands are technically there, financially contributing, but just aren't there enough?
Right.
Would you stop throwing this?
I don't even know how he got that. It was on a table.
You see what he's doing? Stop.
But yeah, help out, y'all.
Give us and help her out. So the next time she posts in the group, she doesn't have to call herself a single mom. And then get beat up.
I definitely feel her sentiment.
Yeah.
One thing I like to do is put myself in other people's shoes. Because I honestly, when I first read it, I was like, oh, girl, you are single. You know, it was triggering to me. So I know it was triggering to the other single moms.
Actual single moms, yeah.
Right. But then once you step back and think about it and try to say, well, I don't know how I would define myself if I was still doing it. Knowing that what a single mom feels like, if I was doing that, but I had someone and they are not,
I feel like that's just an added layer of stress and annoyance.
Yeah.
Because I would just hate you.
Lennox.
Oh, he's coming around. Okay. Come here.
Where's the chair?
He threw it in the kitchen.
As long as you're not eating popcorn out the trash, we're good.
Oh.
Yeah. You're looking like, what else can you get into?
Of course. I won't leave until I've destroyed everything.
And Zakari is in the room with my mom because he's on such a strict type of schedule. And he's used to the same thing over and over again. Any bit of chaos around him throws him off. And he was not eating in the room with us. So I had my mom feed him in the other room because
Lennox was throwing him off.
Yeah,
Lennox is a lot, y'all.
Throwing him off and he was not eating. So, but it's crazy because he goes to daycare.
Yeah, but that's different. That's there. That's that place. His house isn't like
right.
That.
His house is different, and he definitely gets thrown off when people are in his house. And he needs to do what he needs to do.
If I fit, I sit. Go ahead, you sit.
Lennox corner.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna have your own segment once you start talking.
Please no.
You like that idea, huh?
A grand idea. Anything for attention, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Please don't be a class clown. Don't you see it?
His dad seemed like he was a class clown.
Yeah, he said he was.
See?
Yeah.
You get more than just your looks. You get your personality from your parents,
I don't want a class clown. I don't want to have to be sitting in a classroom. That's so embarrassing.
So, what's next? Woosah? No. It's a timeout chair. Lennox. We're going to put Lennox in a, he's literally in a timeout chair right now.
He's like stuck.
Because he's too big to fit in there.
But he fits, but it's like, right. Yes, perfect. It's a perfect fit.
Well, I'm going to join you in a timeout chair. I'm gonna, for the second week in a row, I'm going to put myself in a Vanessa saw how Zakari was when she came.
He was in his car. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
He was in his car seat, still bundled up. He was asleep. He fell asleep when we got in the house. Well, we were in the car. He fell asleep. He didn't wake up. So I left him in there. My plan was to, like, wash my hands, wash my face, you know, get into my house clothes. And then, you know, I figure he will wake up by then and I'll feed him or whatever. He stayed asleep for a couple hours.
Lennox just threw a bucket at me. Sorry.
That's rude, Lennox.
Extremely.
He stayed asleep for like a couple hours. So I ate and, you know, surfed the net, watched some TV. He was still asleep. So Vanessa comes over so we can record this episode.
It's fine.
And he is still asleep.
I mean, Lennox still has on pajamas from last night.
What?
So.
Okay, I don't feel bad.
No.
Good.
Why?
I don't know.
We didn't leave the house until we came here. And I'm like, we're going from one house to another Lennox. House.
Also, no. Lennox ate out the trash can
as soon as we
put
got
that here. Down. It's not your bottle. At least the people know we don't yell at the children. We don't scream and yell.
No, you don't have to.
Mm-mm. You just have to repeat yourself over and over again, and you have to be stern.
No is definitely probably the only word he hears all day.
Yeah. Zakari knows no now. He'll try to pull on the trash bag when he's crawling. He'll try in the kitchen. He'll try to pull. I say no. He lets it go. And he's very strong-willed. So if he wants to do something, he'll look at you and stare at you to see how long you're going to look at him before he decides not to do it.
Oh, well,
and he can look for a long time because he's determined.
Lennox and I beef often, so it's...
That's right.
Yes, because he doesn't like no, so he is at the tantrum stage, where as soon as you say no or stop, he falls out. There's kicking.
Mm-hmm.
There's some spanking. There's some... We're going to get through.
You just got to... Every day.
Every day.
Make it through every day.
Like, okay, another day.
And then things slowly shift to the next phase.
Yeah, it's always something else. That's what we were just saying. Like, with motherhood, there's always something. Like, there's never not a thing.
Mm-mm.
You go from, like, I guess, a crying and fussy little baby to sleep training, from sleep training, walking. It's always something. And so, of course, Lennox walks, and he's been walking for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's just in everything.
Zakari, he got crawling down now. He'll be 11 months on Friday. Well, so mm-hmm. in a week.
Mm-hmm.
So he got crawling and everything. Excuse me.
Look how high.
Excuse me, Lennox.
The editing on this.
I'm not editing anything. Y'all gonna hear all of this.
And he's happy, by the way. That's not him crying.
Exactly. This is a happy...
He's exquiet, very excited to be here.
And that's good. At least we know we have happy children.
Yes.
They're not like the whiny, annoying, mad, and sad children. They're
annoying.
They are happy. Happy.
He likes to play.
Mm-hmm.
He's been playing since he got here.
No, no, no.
See?
So, Lennox, let me just paint the picture for y'all. Now he's a sad boy. So, let me tell y'all what just happened. So, we're at my house. I have a 55-inch Samsung TV, and it's on, like, it's not really a TV stand, but it's what my TV is standing on. So I had this little, those little soft foam chairs that you put a baby in so they can learn to sit up and help them sit up. So I have that. Lennox found that on some other little table because Zakari hasn't used that in months. And he's been throwing it around like, okay, whatever. It's foam. It bounces a little bit. It's fun. Cool. So he's been throwing it. He just charged at the TV with it to throw it at the TV.
Yes.
And it did connect with the TV.
It connected.
And, but it wasn't hard enough for it to topple over. I feel like these TVs now have, they're a little bit resistant against toppling over because of children. But he definitely just tried to take the TV out with that chair. So now we need to put you back in timeout.
Yeah, he's done.
But
so yes, that's
so yeah. I guess I'm not in timeout.
No, you're not in timeout.
If you're needing some quiet time,
if you're in timeout, I'm in timeout.
Yeah, so. And every mom's in timeout because I'm sure everyone has done it.
Leave them right where they are. You don't want to bother them. No point in fighting. That's right. Not timeout.
Let's see. Moving on to the woosah. Anything going on that you need a woosah for?
Yes. I asked Garrett to be a co-host or like a guest. He said no. So I had to talk him down. But I shouldn't even take all of that. Like
Hold on.
Like I asked
now
him.
Now I'm offended.
I said, are you going? I said, you should be a co-host. I don't want to be a co-host. This is not his real voice, but that's how he sounds to me.
The boyfriends and the husbands
all have a voice,
nasally
one. I'm not going to be on the show with you all cackling all day. I said, oh, okay. It's for moms anyway. I'm like, moms want to hear dad's perspective.
Exactly.
Like, I would love to have dad in here. So he eventually said yes, but his initial response was no. And he has not subscribed. He's listened, but he hasn't subscribed. So I feel away. He was like, I don't even have podcasts on my phone because I don't even listen to it. He had to download the app so that he could listen. Some people just aren't supportive.
I feel away.
That's what I told him. I said, I feel like that's divorce worthy.
Yeah.
You're not being supportive. You're not being a team player. We just want you to come. And then I brought up another topic, and he said he would join in for that.
What?
About babies being cock blocks.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I bet he does want to talk about that. Okay. Good.
Right. He's got to find out what he wants to talk about.
Of course. Like, we're so not going to talk about breastfeeding with him.
Right. Like, he thinks we're going to bring him on here to say, okay,
let's talk about
lactation.
Yeah. Let's talk about period post-pregnancy. Like, what?
We have Garrett here.
Garrett's going to give us his input on menstrual flow.
So, Garrett, do you know the average time that it takes a woman to get her period again? After birth?
Yeah.
Postpartum.
No. So it would be topics that like a dad could and should contribute
to. It could be a Father's Day.
Yeah.
Special. You know?
I'm sure he got a woosaw or something that he would love.
Exactly.
To.
Maybe he won't put you in a timeout chair for something that you did.
I'm sure.
Right, Lennox?
Lennox is in timeout. We're not speaking to him until the show is over.
Oh, that's true. I'm sorry. But yeah, I feel a way about that.
Yeah, so that's my woosah. Mm, just like,
I need a woosah from that, too.
Yeah,
I just want to jump at the opportunity.
Wow. And I was like, wow, we're funny. And he's like, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Sheesh.
Exactly.
That means he's not telling people about the show.
He said he has.
Okay.
But he said that he's not. He doesn't want to do it. But then eventually he said he would.
See, he just needs to, we just need to give him a topic that he actually would want to talk about, which we would do anyway.
Stupid man.
I can just have him on here.
Right. I'm like, what did you?
Talk about weight loss. Like,
right. The skinniest person on.
Right. Tall and skinny, so.
Uh-oh. Okay, I feel like Lennox fell in the trash can. Be right back.
He's probably looking for that burnt popcorn that he was eating earlier. So let's see. Okay, let me see if I have anything to woo saw.
That was one of his cookies, then. It fell on the floor, so it was in the trash can.
And he don't care.
Lennox, it was on the floor and the trash.
It's so dirty. Funny how they really look for things to get into.
His head hasn't stopped going back and forth to look for things since we've gotten here.
At all.
He's just looking left or right, like, what can I touch?
Mm-hmm.
Or pull.
You drop that in there. It's going to be in there. Oh, it's gone.
Uh-oh.
For context and visualization, he just dropped his bottle into the pack and play.
And he's looking at it.
Now he's looking at it like the bottle's in jail and he wants to get it.
Free my man. I can't get it.
Uh-oh. Bye-bye. It went bye-bye. It went bye. Bottle bye.
Bye, bottle. Bye, milk.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't understand how children are alive.
I don't.
Because I'm pretty sure, we are very vigilant parents. And there are some parents who aren't vigilant and aren't on top of things and probably overlook their children a lot. How do children stay alive? Because I feel like they gravitate. to everything that is death and destruction. They just gravitate towards. Did you poop?
Do you stink? Come here.
You poop? We'll smell it. We'll know.
Yeah, you stink. Do you stink?
I don't smell anything yet. I thought Zakari pooped that time, but he just had a mean fart. But no,
Lennox
fart.
Was definitely pooping.
Yeah.
You're not finished. I'm going to leave you.
So. Why? That's not an iPad. No, you know that's too big.
Lennox, I'm just going to hold my mic from now on. I'm not going to even clip it onto myself.
There's no point.
No point.
Let's see. Last but not least, let us talk about some self-care.
Yes, Lennox. Okay, so yeah, for me, one of my self-cares is starting to write again. So I haven't really written anything in a long, long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
But for the website, check that out. That should be coming out soon because I finished writing it. Pew.
Well, by the time this comes out, we'll have a bunch of blog posts.
Yeah, yeah.
But just for context.
Yes, I started.
This is
the start of
the blog. And Vanessa's Corner.
Yeah, check that out. I like to write. I'm an artist. I'm sensitive about my shit. Mm-hmm. So that for me has been some self-care because it's given me pretty much just my time to be by myself. Lennox is usually if he's asleep, he's in his room and he's quiet, and his father somewhere else. Or sometimes he's just with his dad, and it's like my quiet time to just write and think and laugh at my own jokes because I'm so funny. But yeah, it's just great. And like I was telling Brichet, I handwrite before I type. So I don't know what it is about handwriting. It's just very soothing for me. So if you don't, if you're not really a writer, maybe journaling, that could be a thing for you. Just kind of free writing, getting thoughts out. That's always been like a self-care of mine that I stopped doing, but now I'm starting it back up and I am remembering how good it is for me. So yeah.
That's important though, to find something that you can do a little bit of every day to fulfill your soul. You know, like something for you that lets you get out some emotion, mm-hmm. lets you get out some frustrations, and or if you're happy, you can put it down.
Just put that down on paper.
And then the good thing about writing is that you can always go back to it. You can always go back to it. I'm not a writer at all, but I like to talk, which is why we have this show. Because I've always wanted to have a podcast. So I just didn't have anything to talk about until...
Stink.
He's smelling his diaper. He's holding his nose.
Stink.
That came out of your
That's
butt.
That's yours. Stink.
Stinks. Oh, you coming over here now? Can I have a hug? Oh. But no, that's important. That is important to just have something of your own that you can do and be reflective.
Yes, you stink. Pew, you need to say potty. Get away.
Let's see. My self-care this week. I don't know if it's self-care, but it's something that made me feel good and motivated. Mm-hmm. It's to finally figure out what I want to do in life.
Okay.
Because so many people say find your passion, and once you find your passion and you start doing that, you'll never work a day in your life. Cool. But no one tells you how to find that passion.
Yeah, no. And I guess because there's no real answer to that. Everyone finds it in their own kind of...
But I feel like there's ways to be coached into finding what that is.
Okay.
So to speak, you can look and say, like, what are you good at?
Okay.
What do you like to do? Mm-hmm. And what about those overlaps and can make money?
Right. Okay.
So for me, and it's crazy because this is something that I should have thought of so many years ago, but I don't know. It just never crossed my mind. I didn't even know this existed. So I always said I wanted to be a personal assistant.
Yes. I've
always said that. I want to be a personal assistant. I moved to New York for advertising, but I was like, I should be a personal assistant. It never happened, but it was always on my mind after college. Like, that's what I wanted to do. I went into PR to actually try to get into that personal assistant role. And it just never happened. But I always like to help make things happen behind the scenes. Help planning, help, you know, just implementation of projects and different things. It's just something I like to do. So fast forward to now, I'm just happen to be on Instagram and I see something about a virtual assistant.
What?
It's like, the hell is it?
It's relatively new, I guess.
Yeah, I mean,
like relatively
with
new.
The mm-hmm. digital age and all mm-hmm. that. So, I looked into it, and I'm like, okay, so how much do they charge? What do they actually do? Mm-hmm. So, I started watching different videos, a different virtual assistant, project manager, online business manager, coaching videos. I was like, oh, this sounds like exactly like what I want to do, because I want to work from home,
okay,
which is what you do. I want to be able to charge. I've always wanted my own business, or like I feel like I could run my own business. Mm-hmm. I'm that type of person. So finally this week, I'm like, I'm going to be a virtual assistant, starting off part-time, Avi. Mm-hmm. And then the goal is to make it full-time. And so what is crazy, when you put things out in the universe, you have to be ready for the universe to
give it back.
To not just give it back, but to just like slap you with the opportunities. Mm-hmm. Because like, oh, when you really deeply want to do something and you put that out, Lennox, and you put that out there, you have to be ready for it to come at you and be ready to grab a hold of those opportunities. So I contacted a few of my entrepreneur friends, and one of them offered to be my first client.
Okay.
Another one was like, oh, I know a few people that's looking for VAs. You know, I'm gonna get, and I reached out to them not even to see if they wanted me to be their VA, but to ask, since like you own a business, what tasks would you hire a virtual assistant to do? Because I'm trying to put together my services and packages and pricing and all of that, but already being hit with potential clientele. So I'm like, I need to get on this ASAP. Like, when you came over today, I was trying to make my logo. Like, I'm trying to get on it. But it just feels so good to finally know what I want to do and to have a goal that I'm working toward. Because it's terrible just to be stagnant in life and, like, not know what's next.
And I feel like that's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people. That was me for a couple years in this industry that I'm in. Like, on the website, I say I work in property management, but I'd rather be doing anything else. And now I know what that anything else is. So that makes me happy. It gives me energy. Yeah. You know, even to go to my job now, like, I get energized to just, like, look at different videos or look at, you know, ways I could start my business on that company's time. So yeah.
Don't we all? My favorite is applying to jobs on my company time.
Of course. So now I'm happy that I'm not going to be out here applying to other jobs because I'm about to create my own job. And that just feels so amazing to finally know what I can do. How'd you get over there, Lenny?
Why?
He's trying to squeeze through this impossible little space.
Why?
So, that's my self-care.
That is
and,
self-care.
You know, just to...
Find a passion project,
even if it doesn't make you money, if you're in that position... So just, if you like to knit. If you like to draw. If you like to journal. If you like to...
Something that you like to do.
Just something you like to do. Exactly. Yeah. So, hopefully by the time... I'm not going to say hopefully. By the time this episode airs. Because by now you know that we air every other week. Mm-hmm. So, this will probably air... Well, it will air next year, 2019.
Wow.
I know.
Happy New Year.
I know. Happy New Year. Hope y'all had a great New Year. Yay. Burr. But yeah, so hopefully y'all started the new year off with some new goals and some new projects, passion projects that make you happy. And you continue those throughout the year. Because I feel energized for the new year already with this. It gives me something to look forward to.
That's exciting.
I can't wait to do my vision board. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
That is a good one.
We should vlog that one.
Yeah, we'll probably just do a little mini. A mini. We could go live on Instagram and do our vision board. Ooh, y'all, see? We planted some things here.
Mm-hmm. That would be fun.
This is going to be like Inception, listening to the planning, and it's already happened. But anything else you want to tell the people?
No, just look out for my blog post.
Well, keep reading the blogs.
Because that's right. I have to remember that this is in the present, but I'm recording this in the present, but when you're listening to it, it's the past.
It's way.
So keep reading, and if there's something you want me to talk about, or, you know, let me know.
Yeah.
Because I have some things I definitely have to say. But yeah.
And hopefully by the time this airs, I would have lost a few pounds.
Oh.
We'll see how my little weight loss journey is going. I have been doing better.
That's good.
I have.
Exercising, eating.
Well, I ain't really exercising. The eating. But the eating I have.
That's major key.
Yeah. Let's see. Remember to follow us on social media. Mm-hmm. Mama Bear Podcast on Instagram, on Twitter. Let's see. You can email us with any shout outs for moms. Shout yourself out.
Mm-hmm. Or timeout chair.
Or Woosa. Basically, anything that we talk about, if you want to talk about it just like Lennox, then submit yours to us. Just put in the title of the email what it's for. Mm-hmm. You know, timeout, woosah, whatever. So we know how to organize it. Organize our inbox. Let's see. Anything else I'm missing? Of course, if you're listening to this, hopefully you have subscribed already.
Yes.
And remember to rate us. We love 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
Write a review. I'll put you in our stories. If you give us a 5-star review. Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you so much. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.